Myself and my brother never have. The rest of the family do, but I always remember Tamara. She always used to love it. She couldn't get enough of them, selling down the back for 10 cents behind the one shed down the back. And, like, the teachers knew. And then, like, it was a good 50 metres walk. So I was like, teachers coming. Yeah, so they put them all out and hide them. But yes, that was always down the shed. Yeah. You just knew, that's a smoker's corner.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah, we did it.
There was little stairs, but that was outside the school. So you had to go outside past the pool. And there was these little weird stairs in between two houses. And so we'd all go down there. And I think, that was my first ciggy I ever had. And it was a Peter Jackson, like 16 milligram or something. And then I got the massive head spins. And, of course, you think, a little bit of impulse. That'll cover the smell.
That'll do it.
The PJ's up the sleeve on the shirt.
Yes. And I remember, though, Mr. Newton, because he always stunk of ciggies. Yep. And I was in biology with Mr. Newton. He goes, I can smell a cigarette on you. I said, no, it's just impulse, Mr. Newton. And he said, no, I can. And he said, outside. And I went outside. He goes, do you have one? Because I've run out. I won't tell anyone and I'll let you off.
Oh, serious?
That's great.
Rob McLeod. His name, probably.
It was always the ag plot.
Go
down to the ag plot until one day a stray butt made it onto the dry grass and everything went woof. Cooked all the veggies. The fire brigade was called and there was no longer a smoker's corner at the ag plot.
Flan, did you ever get caught?
Oh, yeah, I was an idiot. I smoked underneath our house. In fact, it was the cigarette brand was called Cool. It was like a menthol.
The white, packet.
Like, to be honest, let's just call it what it was. I as a 12-year-old, it was like someone had managed to turn a minty into smoke. Right? Yeah. That's the attraction. I had no idea how disgusting it would taste or how easily the smoke would go through the floorboards of my home and alert my parents.
Of course.
An idiot.